Since it was founded in Houston 50 years ago, Amigos de las Americas has sent 26,000 U.S. high school and college students to work on projects in Latin American communities.
Our approach isn't necessarily to help the needy. That's not what we do. What we do is create programs and invest in the capacity of young people to be leaders for themselves and leaders for their communities.
Amigos de las Americas president and CEO Sarah Nathan says participants work on projects to improve education, healthcare, or community resources.
They're really also about training and giving young people the experience of learning how to identify something to do in their communities and carry it out themselves.
And this is the mosquito.
Former volunteer and current staff member Ryan Kingston was studying computers when he signed on for what turned out to be a transformative experience.
It's really great to get to know kind of what it's like to travel and live in a different circumstance and really focus on learning a new language and developing a whole other part of my brain that I hadn't really been working on.
Since 1965, Amigos volunteers and staff have developed lasting friendships in Latin America. Marta Ascario says she learned that character and virtue have little to do with economic circumstances.
I didn't see it as poverty. I saw them as my friends and my family, and so I think it gave me this really unique perspective on what does poverty mean? What does it mean to be happy? What does it mean to have enough? What does it mean to have a life?
Over the years, Amigos de las Americas has expanded from summer programs to some programs that last up to a year at least one U.S.-based program.
It's the first program that Amigos has run where we bring Latin Americans to the United States for their training, and then they go home to do their service abroad.
Nathan says many Amigos participants go on to make a career in foreign service or in other international programs. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.